I was laughing at what the blood.
Don't worry. Less of the blood was someone else's.
You'd be able to get it because JoJo's Bizarre Adventure is totally available.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the parody.
All right. Well, yeah, because, no, that guy gives you his parodies if you write to him.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, that's how I got a copy of This Is a Targeting.
Well, awesome. Well, why don't we have that one? Oh, because it wasn't released.
Yeah, well, because it's not... he just finished it probably last week. Look, all right, no, the reason I started recording this was because...
Why?
To relate the funniest scene from the new fan parody by Nanda Studios' Steam the Movie, which is a fake commercial, or it's a commercial parody cut to a Sierra Mist thing... where they're dragging a man through the desert who seems like a prisoner or something, and he says in a raspy voice, "Is there nothing that will quench my thirst?" And so the other people who are dragging him pull out this cantina, and they open it.
Or opposed to actually a canteen.
A canteen.
The entire cantina be very large.
That's true.
Does Aaron know English? No,
answer,
as a first language.
Yes, but only before 2 a.m.
I don't have a first language. So they pull out a canteen, and they open it. And what happens is totally bizarre and ridiculous. The thirsty man's head is ripped off and pulled inside.
Flies into the canteen.
The water leaps out of the canteen, rips his head off. Pulls it into the canteen, which then falls to the ground and begins glugging out blood.
Yeah.
And it cuts to the Sierra Mist guy.
And it says, yeah, it's kind of like that.
It's kind of like that.
Sierra Mist!
Wow, that's amazing.
Sierra Mist is something that, like, my grandma drinks.
Yes, yeah. Sierra Mist.
It looks like a fake Sprite. I guess that's really weak, actually.
Yeah.
It's so refreshing.
It's just like another way of selling...
It's like your head getting ripped off by a canteen.
I feel like that's why you really don't want to sit up front at many panels. Unless you're sure the panel is not going to be really bad. If there's that guy who looks like Quasimodo sitting in the front of the panel, just waiting to ask some kind of elaborate question about, you know, episode 3 of Dragon Half. You don't want to be sitting at the front of that panel.
That's true.
You want to have a clear escape route.
Yeah, he was there this morning, wasn't he?
Yeah, he really was. Although he didn't ask about Dragon Half.
They'd gathered a couple of them at that first panel.
Yep. Wait, which guy was this?
That there was the strange, you know, you never sat in the front. Remember we sat in the front for a while?
Yeah.
And then we motioned to you, come join us! And Noah frantically shook his head and said, no, come back here!
Oh, this is the fan parody panel.
Noah was totally right.
Oh, all the Quasimodo guys were in the first row?
Oh, yeah.
Also, okay, so that was the fan parody panel this morning where the guy who starred in and directed, but apparently didn't write because there was no script... to the Final Fantasy vs. Kaiju Big Battle thing, showed up, and he sat in the front row and acted like he could participate in the conversation, which may not be the case.
He wasn't mic'd, so he talked enough that it was annoying because he stopped the rest of the conversation, but it was actually difficult to understand what he was saying.
But thankfully you couldn't hear him very well since he wasn't mic'd.
Yeah, it was fine.
Yeah. So, yeah. Then we all left during the scene where they played the clip that we just watched the previous night.
That was equally bad the next day.
Yeah, maybe if they'd played a clip from the end of the film, from the big final fight scene that we hadn't seen.
So that film wasn't scripted? I didn't realize that.
Yeah, he said something like, oh, I didn't write a script. It was, because they were talking later about the process of making fan parodies, and he said, I didn't write a script, I just had, like, a basic idea. And so I said to the actors, oh, you have a line here, and then he has a line, and then the end result is this. And I'm like, no wonder it was so bad. So bad.
Yeah, you know, especially with live action, with... actors who aren't real actors. I mean, real actors don't do improv unless they really know what they're doing, you know?
Yeah. Well, improv is a very careful art form. Let alone cosplayers aren't necessarily improv artists. Yeah. Although, if you know any who are, that's cool.
Yeah.
But that one of the other fan parody guys were all like, oh, no wonder it only took 4 months. You didn't have to write anything.
Amazing. Did anybody harass him about his sound quality, or was he left
No, they acted all, like, respectful and stuff.
God damn it, fan celebrities piss me off.
Oh, he had to write something. He just didn't.
Yeah, he failed to write something. Let's put it that way.
Dude. Because, you know, just because you're a fan... That's the thing. I mean, because I feel like with real celebrities, yeah, you're sucking up to them and stuff, but you're much more likely to have people actually give them shit because they're a celebrity, which means they're invincible. But fan celebrities, they're tough because, you know, like, people feel like you have to be nice to them, like, to a greater extent because they're just fans, they're not professionals. But you know what? No excuse for bad sound quality.
See, now you're starting to sound like me.
Say something.
That's because I've been staying in your room. I'm like sucking up your,
you know what it is,
curmudgeon vibes.
It's another version of the geek social fallacy.
Awesome.
Bless the blood for someone else's.
That reminds me. I mean, if the guy who made Final Fantasy versus Kaiba Big Battle listened to this broadcast and heard our review of his incredibly sucky fan film, would that make you happy or would that make you sad? Would you be like, yes, I have managed to critique him without necessarily having actually punched him in the face? Or would you be, you know, sad that you had taken the cowardly route of...
Well, here's the thing.
Like, him what, on your burst podcast. His bubble?
Here's the thing. Nobody listens to my podcast. I met our one listener today.
I do. I listen. Your
oh, Zoe does, and so do like a dozen other Derek people who I, yes, like Derek, who,
oh,
I, per-
really?
Who I know in person, but only like a couple people from the internet wrote to me, like I've gotten 3 pieces of fan mail, including an incredible piece of fan mail, not fan mail, it's like listener mail, and it said
God
like,
only knows what that was.
It was awesome, it was like, something about, how did it go? It ended up with P.S., you forgot to mention that Inuyasha is a bitch!
It was
only it's spelled biatch in giant capital letters.
Of leet speak craziness.
Was that someone that forgot on a very, like, an extremely eloquent commentary on your podcast?
Yeah, the subject line was it.
Huh?
Yeah.
They guys probably listening to your show right now.
I hope so.
Maybe. Because the subject line was, like, a sincerely eloquent commentary on your podcast, and then it was all this, like, leet speak.
Yeah.
Yes, you forgot to mention New Year's bitch.
You guys rock sore!
And then I don't think he said rock sore.
No, he didn't.
And then
I don't have it in front
spirit,
of me.
I think,
not literally.
Yeah.
Then he signed it sincerely.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Wait, something else. Oh, so after the end of the fan parties, or the regular fan parties, the thing that you missed was the amazing fake Prince of Tennis final episode.
Oh, that
was...
I wanted to see that.
Oh, it was really funny.
It was
okay.
Pretty good.
Just
so, it picked up partway through. It didn't convince me to watch Prince of Tennis, which I have only seen 2 episodes of, and it seemed a little too ridiculous.
It's boring.
It does sound...
Yeah,
it seemed,
I can believe that it's
that
yeah,
super boring.
You could kind of tell from the clips that maybe it was a really dull show when they're not playing tennis. But so it was just the fake subs were pretty decent because if a character was saying something really short, they'd cut to an actual clip of that character saying something short in Japanese that matched. So it wasn't like total non-matching for my half-assed 1 semester of Japanese language skill. So it was great. They prefaced it with something about how when Prince of Tennis was being canceled, it's going to be replaced by iShield 21, which I've seen 1 episode of. It's ridiculous. It's the football anime, American football in Japan.
Football,
it's poorly drawn, but it seems like a comedy. I don't know. It seems pretty ridiculous.
The manga is better.
Of iShield 21. Oh yeah, the manga has amazing. It has like amazing perspective shots of people playing football, which is sort of unexpected. But so there are a lot of jokes in the show about how the football team's taking over and tennis is canceled. And so there's kind of like they're meandering around and there's 2 girls.
No. First, they open with the apocalyptic ending of Prince of Tennis.
Oh, really?
Where there's
the song was really
an angelic
good.
Choir, and it's the sky opens up and there's this giant beam of light that comes down. It's really intense.
And the song that they're singing is like, life, life,
yes.
Life, death, 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 and they're like, life and death, and then some lyric at the end about eternal life is promised to vampires.
That's right.
Life, 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 death, death, death. I don't know. They clearly made their own sort of graphic opening, unless that's a Prince of Tennis opening that's really different from the actual show.
There's no way.
Yeah. So they had a really ridiculous opening. So the 2 girls who have crushes on the tennis guys, I assume, one of them is sewing this banner, and the other one's like, wait, that says welcome football team. Are you serious? I thought you liked the tennis players. And she's like, well, you know, I figure, whatever, we're going to get in good with the new football players right away. So there's that kind of nonsense. Then there's the usual sort of parody subs that you would expect, until finally they tell the what's his face? Rio something. The actual Prince of Tennis. The really good kid. They get it through to him that tennis is actually canceled.
Yeah.
So then right before the commercial break, he's sitting around being like, wait, tennis is everything to me.
It's my whole life.
It's my entire life.
What
so then
I possibly do?
Just before the commercial break, you hear a gunshot.
Huge gunshot.
It's really loud.
And then the rest of the episode is recapping, oh, I heard he went to the hospital. Really? Who'd you hear that from? Well, his neighbor, his neighbor's neighbor. Well, that doesn't mean it's true. No, I heard that his condition is getting worse. Really? Yeah. So one of the girl who has a crush on him, is sewing the banner, thinking maybe that'll...
She'll make a banner that says get better or something with tennis.
And then the other girl runs in. She's like, I heard something important. I heard he died. You're like,
she's
really?
Like, the coroner told me he was as
Well,
born.
You were totally obsessed with him. And she's like, well, I don't know if that was true. Oh, well.
She doesn't seem very shocked.
No, no one seems to care that much.
And then the remaining characters, they do the Princess Bride joke where maybe he's only mostly dead, and maybe he's definitely dead, and we should check his clothes for loose change. They play a memorial match, but it's very short, and it's, besides intercutting with regular scenes from the show, they cut to, like, some kind of Game Boy Prince of Tennis video game for the rest of the footage, which it works very well. It's very funny. Yeah, it was bizarre. So then they had the whole thing, and then they have sort of the memorial end credits with shots of the dead guy and sad music.
That's terrible.
But they had a preface at the beginning in their sort of notes that not that many people downloaded the show. Like, usually the fan subgroup was getting like 200,000 downloads or something, and this was only like 130, and a lot of people didn't even realize it was a parody. Which seems ridiculous.
Yeah.
Obviously the real show is not cutting the video game footage and having the main character commit suicide.
Yeah, that's so stupid.
Without showing him in the hospital.
You know, I saw like 5,000 Prince of Tennis cosplayers.
Yeah, there was a big group of Prince of Tennis cosplayers. But it was pretty impressive. Like, as soon as the con opened on Friday morning, like, 8 of them walked in as a group, and you could tell their costumes were really good, and they were, like, bouncing a tennis ball while they walked. They looked like the intimidating rival tennis team from some other school.
Were they in yellow?
No.
No, they were in blue.
No, it was a blue one.
Oh, okay.
But I'm saying, if it was your school, Otakon, and this tennis team showed, looks like everyone wants to get some sleep.
Until they shoot themselves.
Can I
imagine why? Until the main guy shoots himself.
Because it's right before the eye catch, and it's just...
It's, you wonder
it comes back.
You wonder if that was the eye catch, but then no, they're like, so did you hear so-and-so shoot himself?
Said that I missed the Prince of Tennis thing.
It wasn't that exciting.
However, I'm glad that I got to see the blue girl with my boyfriend, as I feel like there was no date movie better than the blue girl. I mean, who doesn't want to watch exploding demon penises with their boyfriend?
It might not
honestly.
Peni.
It might not be a good first date movie.
No. I mean, there was some incest, so, you know, like, mix things up. It's a family film. Ba-dum-bum.
All right, so that's probably enough for tonight.
Yay. Are you with the police?
Alas, we cannot claim that felicity. A career in law and order, although indubitably enticing, was not inscribed on the cards Dame Fortuna dealt my brother and me. No, we are merely private citizens. Are so sharp. We could just cut ourselves.
Less of the blood was someone else's.
The general contact information, if you're listening for the first time, check out our show notes at ninjaconsultant.com. You can also friend us on LiveJournal. Our LiveJournal name is NinjaConsultant. You can email us at ninjaconsultant@gmail.com.
If you, you know, don't have anything else to do.
Our theme music is by Analog Lights, a division of Giant Spider Inc. For more information, email Steve at giantspiderinc@hotmail.com.